Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Always going down, down in DMs with Miss CNs here. we were talking about, you know, just DMs and just how people try to follow you. If you don't follow them back, they have issues with it. And me and JD started talking about it must be crazy in CN's DMs.
I don't even want to know, but I know it's there.
So we've convinced Sienna to convince your husband, Ivan. You gave him the password to your IG?
Yes.
And he's going to go through your DMs. Now, to preface this, you and him as a hobby sometimes go through your DMs.
Yeah, it's just funny to read them out loud because it's crazy what people have the audacity to say.
Now, are these people that hate on you, the show, on your relationship?
It's more disrespectful in the sense of flirting and, you know, those kinds of comments.
Now we're talking.
You want what you can't have.
Yeah. It's a family show, though, so I'm a little nervous about what's going to be said.
Oh, they get like that?
A little bit, yes.
So your husband has your password and he's going to read some of his favorite CN's DMs?
Yes.
God, that'd be crazy to do with your person. JD would never do this, by the way.
I wouldn't give my password to a soul.
We know you wouldn't.
Good morning, good morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Morning Mess. Sienna's husband, Ivan, a.k.a. Babe
P-Fun!
Hello.
Good morning, team. How are we feeling?
Oh, man, we're feeling good. Thank you so, so much for being good sport about this. We're going to go in CN's DMs here. Now, this is your beautiful, amazing, talented wife when I guess people don't realize that she's married to you. Obviously, she talks about you every hour of every show. And on her Instagram, it just shows she's married to you.
Yeah, literally all over my feed.
It's pretty exciting stuff. Yeah.
I'm thrilled about it.
Is this like a weekly thing that you guys just sit down and maybe go through her DMs and just laugh about it?
Yeah, it's when I get them, I'll just be like, look at what someone sent me. So I show them to him and he's like, oh God. Like, it's crazy the things that people say.
The transparency is pretty good. Feels fantastic. You know what I'm saying?
We laugh about them. Do you feel good though that all these guys are trying to holler at your girl? Like, that's right, she's mine. Do you feel like, yes, right, that's all me?
I think it's a lot easier on me, like, it happening through DMs, because, like, it's just, like, I don't know, it's fake, you know what I'm saying? It's not real. Like, if it happened in person, that's a whole different situation. So it definitely feels a lot better for me, for us to laugh about it together, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, let's get to what, JD? Right.
I'm just thinking, are there any of these DMs where you were just like, you know what, let me just have a little conversation on the side here.
He's going to be DMing these people back since he has my password.
Like, hey, bucko.
Yeah, that was good. Right, Troy?
All right, so how are we doing this? Do you have a favorite top three, top five, or how are we doing it?
I got a couple here, which I'm, I mean, pretty excited about it because they're hilarious.
Okay.
But I can just kind of read off a couple here that I'm just stand out, if that works with you guys.
That works. And, you know, you're a creative kind of dude. Don't say their real IG names. I don't want you guys getting busted. There's some weirdo trying to think. It's their fault, dude. If it's your fault. If we're putting you on blast right now, you're trying to holler at, you know, first of all, she's a public figure and she's married, obviously. So go ahead, Ivan. Go off.
All right. So this one here, I'll kind of start with, like, the context of it. A little bit, so you guys just kind of know where it's coming from. But this first one here says, so she posted a picture. She was with her friends at a bar in Scottsdale called The Hodgick. I'm not sure if he was in there. the guy goes, you are the hot chick with the fire emoji, right?
Original.
This guy's good.
Sounds like a JD pickup line. You are the hot chick.
That was such a natural laugh for me because it was so pathetic. You are so the hot chick.
God.
Yuck.
You know this guy sent it in and was like giggling right after. Just
kicking his feet.
Now, Sienna, when you get these, do you even acknowledge it?
No, they stay in the request.
They just stay in requests.
That doesn't even show that I read it. It's just in my request. I'm not giving that any mind. No.
Oh, God. Okay.
Good start.
That's
like
a great start. Okay. Hot chick. What's the next one?
All right. Next one I got here is, hey, tell you what, just a regular Tuesday mirror pic at the gym. Ready? Uh-oh. Ready? Uh-huh. Yeah, this is good, actually. It says, not to be weird, but I drink you are sweat with a little drip, little water emoji. You know what I'm saying?
They would drink your wife's sweat?
Not to be weird, but I drink you are... completely misspelled, you are sweat.
So grammar's horrible.
Right. I will say that's a little bit of Sienna's fault for putting up a little thirst trap at the gym.
Okay, so women can't post up when they're feeling good about themselves.
Wow,
nothing
JD.
To do with it.
I work hard for this body and I can't show it off in a respectable manner.
You absolutely can.
But yet there's these beef heads that get to post their gym pics with their beefy muscles and stuff.
What's wrong?
No cup of sweat for you.
Yeah. Guess women can do it.
I'll tell you what. I'll just free game from Babe today on the morning radio. If you're going to say anything to anybody, don't start off by saying not to be weird because boom.
Good point.
The disclaimer doesn't work.
Yeah. That's the same people that say, hey, long story short, it's going to be a long story once they say that. Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Oh, they're going to be weird. Is there like an ultimate one that you want, that you have there in the chamber?
This one actually, I got one here. This is from, I think it's from our Cabo trip when we're in Cabo.
Wait, is this the worst one? Is it the worst of the worst?
I think so, yeah.
This is it?
It's pretty bad.
We're going to do something called the radio tease, babe. We're going to hold this off right now. Ladies and gentlemen, what's the worst thing that someone said to Ivan's wife, a.k.a. Sienna's here? I can't wait to hear it. Any guesses, JD?
Oh, no. I can look at Sienna's face right now. She's flustered.
Yeah, my DMs are getting red.
Well, I know. If you're telling your wife that you want to drink her sweat, that's pretty...
Yeah.
I don't know what's worse than that.
I don't know. Just flat out saying you guys should get a divorce. It's a picture.
Oh, a picture. Mm. All right. We got the ultimate disrespectful DM to Sienna's. Per her husband, Ivan. That's coming up next.
Oh, I like that. A tease.
A tease. Yep. All right, Ivan, hold on to your chonies. We're coming back with that DM up next. Morning Mess.
What the heck is going on with all these promotional popcorn buckets? The giant shorts that all of Gen Z is wearing now? And whatever the heck High Rocks is? I'm comedian and certified hater Matt Belisai, and these are the types of questions I'm demanding answers to on my podcast, What the Heck with Matt Belisai. Listen or watch every Thursday as I rant about all the internet trends, pop culture stories, and personal mayhem that makes me scream, What the Heck? Follow What the Heck with Matt Belisai wherever you get your podcasts.